This is Twit.
Next release of Android is Android Q. And as we said, Leo, I thought for a while, I can't think of a tasty treat. You know, we've had marshmallow and was R raisin?
Or no.
Was that something else?
What was R? Rocky Road? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway. Q, there's one thing. There's a French dessert, the quenelle. But I see this is the problem. There's no obvious kind of English language dessert. I don't know what they're going to do.
Did we start with A or did we jump?
There were apparently A's, B's, Cupcake was the first public release.
Oh, okay. C.
And I used to be able to rattle them
all
off.
Was it donut for D? Eclair?
Eclair donut, yeah. Cupcake donut, eclair, froyo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. G, what was G? Gingerbread.
Ah,
now, right, so you've got me started. Right. I'm going to have to finish. Honeycomb. I don't remember. I'm sure Jason Howell could do them all. Ice cream sandwich.
Well, I will be excited to see what they come up with for Q because, I mean, they're on a roll.
They should just skip Q and go to Rocky Road. Honestly, that's an obvious R. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We've been wondering about this ever since P.
Is Zagnut a
Zagnut? Thing? Yeah, only once did they use brands.
Right. Instead of it being
and
an
that
actual...
was kind of a mistake, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do. Kit Kat, that was K.
What we do? Oh yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah.
What we do
Oreo
know,
was a brand, actually. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. What we do know is that Android Q, whatever it ends up being called, will finally be delivering really robust MAC address randomization. Also, it'll have new location permission pop-up, which I actually have on the second page of this story. I grabbed a snapshot of it. And it will be preventing clipboard sniffing, which has been a big privacy concern. The beta of Q was first released last week, promising a bunch of welcome privacy improvements. As for access to clipboard data, Android apps all used to have access, for example, as Windows apps today do, but Android apps will no longer be able to access the Android operating system's clipboard data, the shared clipboard, unless they are in focus, running in the foreground on screen. The exception, which had to be made, is the default input method editor, i.e. the system keyboard. It does have access to the clipboard all the time, but you know, that really reduces the clipboard attack surface dramatically. Also, Android Q will have MAC address randomization on by default. Google introduced MAC address randomization in Android 6.0, but devices broadcast a random MAC address only when the smartphone would initiate a background Wi-Fi or Bluetooth scan. Android Q devices will now transmit a randomized MAC address by default at all times and for all communications. And as far as I know, this bests iOS as a privacy feature. Last time I looked and last time we talked about it, iOS was broadcasting a random MAC address when it wasn't associated with a Wi-Fi access point, but it reverted to its real, fixed, and unchangeable factory set MAC address when it was actually associating with a Wi-Fi access point, presumably so that the Wi-Fi access point could determine which iPhone or iOS device it was. But of course, that's a privacy breach because you don't know who's reading those MAC addresses from the access point that you have opportunistically associated with. So bravo to, I mean, and there's no reason it can't be a random MAC address unless maybe you would want to pin the MAC address to give privileges on but again, that's not really secure because MAC addresses can be spoofed. So since they can be spoofed, let's just always spoof them. and throw. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and iOS fixed this. And Renee's like saying, "Steve," you know. I don't know. I'm sure I'll find out.
I feel like it is something iOS does, but I don't.
Well, they went halfway. They were definitely. I remember when we talked about this, they were doing random until you associated, and then they used their real MAC address. Android Q is never doesn't have a real MAC address. It's just going to make one up, which is cool.
Here's a article from the Register from last year. Thomas Claiborne has pretty good MAC randomization, a massive failure that leaves iPhones and Android mobiles open to tracking.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has been noted that it isn't a huge win, but it's better than nothing. And right. I just say, why not do it? They're also removing in Q easy access to network data. There was the /proc/net function that just
U.S. Naval Academy researchers report they were able to track 100% of devices using randomization, regardless of manufacturer. By exploiting a previously unknown flaw in the way wireless chipset sets handle low-level control frames. So it just doesn't work.
Thanks anyway. Yeah. Yes. So anyway, the access to /proc/net is now being restricted. It represented very low-hanging fruit used by some data harvesters to access like information about the device's network state. And it's been removed. And similarly, easy access to device details is being curtailed. Starting with Q, Google will require app developers to request a special permission before they can access what Google calls non-resettable device identifiers, such as the IMEI and the serial number. So, you know, much as you have to add, the app has to ask for permission for this or that sort of granular feature, apps will need to be asking for this kind of device identification that is not user resettable, starting with Q. So it's like, hey, this all sounds good. And finally, more location or more control over location data. Android Q will receive a new permissions pop-up, kind of the thing that we're used to seeing from iOS devices, asking about location data. Beginning with Q, users will be able to give apps access to location data all the time or only when the app is in focus, you know, in the foreground. And, of course, one of the features that I like about iOS is after some length of time, it'll come back and say, hey, you know, this app still has location data access. Do you want it to keep it? Which I think is really a nifty feature. For it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to turn that off. And then, you know, you have the opportunity to. So bravo on the Android front for being a little more, you know, privacy forward.